What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The why not is what we need to discuss, right?
Yes, it's because he embarrassed your organization on national TV in front of the biggest audience of the season on Super Bowl week by admitting that he lied to your face. And potentially to Terry Fontenot's face and Raheem Morris's face. And if he didn't, then that puts egg on all of their faces for not knowing that their quarterback was hurt. So whichever way it is, it's all bad. And he let the entire world know that that happened in front of the national media. He can't come back.
Could they make up?
No. Why would you want to? Why would you want to? And that's a separate issue. Because even if they make up on an internal basis at Flowery Branch,
yes,
that doesn't mean that Falcons Nation out there is going to support him at Mercedes-Benz when he comes wearing that jersey.
I do agree with that. And by the way, I don't think that you even attempt to. It's business. I said this yesterday. Like, as far as, you know, oh, well, they didn't tell him they were drafting Michael Penix. That's just a part of this, man. Like, you got your loot. You got a big bag to come here. Whether they draft Michael Penix or someone else, that really isn't the issue. And people say, well, the Falcons weren't being, you know, upfront and honest. Well, you want to talk about not being upfront and honest? That dude just cost us a season. And that is how I felt for weeks now. I've expressed it. When you hide injuries and they subsequently affect your performance, you're hurting not only yourself but the team. And that's how I see this. You can go vote. It's up at Dukes and Bell 929. Turtle has it up as well, asking you about, are you okay if he comes back as the backup?
I said this to Zeno yesterday too, Carl.
Yeah.
Because he tried to make that point.
Which one?
The one that you were just talking about in terms of him being disgruntled because of what happened at the beginning of the season with Michael Penix. Last time I checked, my mom taught me this when I was 4 years old, Carl. Two wrongs don't make right.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. What happened at the beginning of the season?
You brought that one out, huh?
Yeah.
Two wrongs don't make a right?
Yeah. Because Kirk Cousins, you don't need to go tit for tat with the Atlanta Falcons organization. We know you want out. They said as much when they benched your sorry you-know-what. So it's clear that the two parties were on the same page already. The Atlanta Falcons, and listen, Carl, before everyone hits me up on Twitter and says, but Turtle, Terry Fontenot came out and said that they were okay with Kirk Cousins as a backup.
He did.
Yeah. What are they supposed to say? What are they supposed to say, Carl? No, we're going to trade him at 15 cents on the dollar. Everybody come raid us and grab the guy that we just paid $100 million to. You can't say that. You instantly lose all your leverage and credibility if you do that.
Yeah, the problem is they don't have a lot of leverage, right? When we start talking about if, in fact, and here's the facts. This is the part that it's undeniable, that no matter how you feel about this situation, whether you're cool with him coming back as a backup, if you're ready to move on, hey, the financial part of this is indisputable. If you release him prior to June 1, and let's just say the league year starts March 10th, March 11th, Falcons go, we're out of this. We're done. Dead cap hit is $65 million.
Yep.
That's for 2025. Okay? If you decide to somehow find a trade partner, which I do not believe is going to happen, but maybe the colonel is right. Maybe a miracle happens. You trade him, and the dead cap is then $37 million. You only save $2.5 million. Now, you're saying, okay, I'm just giving you the financials because this is a part that nobody wants to talk about. We can talk about the emotional side and how we feel and what we think should happen. But you still have to be smart about how you're doing this because it's going to affect your finances and the team and what you can do this offseason. If you wait to June 1 and you just said, we're done with him, and you release him, over 2 years, you get a chance to get some relief. $40 million cap hit this year. Guys, we paid more for Matt Ryan. Okay? And 2026, $25 million cap hit.
The only problem, and it's a personal decision for him, is if Arthur Blank can swallow
writing
him the check for $10 million to say,
you're gonna be
I'm going to hand this to you,
you're right.
But it's because we are going to cut you after June.
Yep. You're right.
So that's the trade-off. Is he needs to swallow his pride after Kirk Cousins essentially did a you-know-what in front of the organization and just left it there on the front lawn of Flowery Branch and say, hey, you know what? I'm looking out for the long-term prospects of my team. As much as I want to cut his you-know-what right away on March 12th, that's not the prudent move for our football team.
Yeah, it's a valid point. I mean, and that gets back to how badly do you want to move on from him? How quickly do you want this to be over? Or are you willing to just say, we're still working, and then you get to June 1 and it happens. Here's the other scenario. It's Dukes and Bale, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The trade scenario after June 1 is probably the best scenario. I mean, probably...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Side of trading him before June 1, but the post-June 1 trade, let's just say, pick your team, Cleveland. They want to trade for Kirk Cousins. The dead cap hit then becomes $12.5 million, and then in 2026 it's $25 million. You are saving $27 million in 2025 because, again, it's not the lump sum of $65 million by releasing him early. That may be the best scenario. Again, the problem, Atlanta, is why would I pay anything when I don't have to?
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that would need to be a wink-wink handshake agreement.
Beforehand.
Because that's happening after the draft.
Correct.
So you need to tell whatever team you're trading him to, hey, if you want Kirk, don't draft your quarterback because we're going to give you Kirk. So you need to provide relief to that team, whether it's the Browns or the Raiders or the Giants or the Jets or any other team that's been potentially linked to him, because you're going to give these picks up next year. Because this is going to happen after the draft. That's the issue with the post-June 1st trade.
Yep.
So all of these things have their own little negative caveat attached to it. There is no, and the one.
Perfect scenario.
I will say, as to quote Mike Bell, you did make one good point yesterday, Zito, is that all of these things are flawed. There is no scenario in which the Falcons don't take some sort of hit in this.
So that stems from when you spin poorly. It comes back to bite you. That is why the NFL is so competitive and why there is parity. If I spend smartly and I don't have to incur these consequences, then I'm probably in a better spot than you are. If you have made moves like this, and I'm not saying necessarily it was a bad move. Now it looks like a bad move. We all forget we needed a quarterback, and they tried to do this in a way that you know, secured not only now but for the future. But when you do these things, these are the consequences of the cap. That is why the NFL works. And I'm just being serious. Like, this is why Green Bay can compete with the larger market teams, because if your front office has a situation like this where stuff comes back to bite you, you got to find a way out of it, and you may not be able to spend the way you want to go get the free agents you need for the upcoming season. The crazy thing for me is we just literally got out of cap hell. We literally just stepped out of it like 2 years ago. Arthur Smith and company and Terry got here, and we said, all right, we're going to give him a break because this is ridiculous. We know what's going on with Matt and blah, blah, blah. And we said, we'll give him a year or two, and then we'll be back to being able to spend, and we'll be on budget. Maybe not.
The ultimate irony of all of that, Carl, it really is. It's almost comical. You got out of cap hell, and your reward for doing that was the ability to sign Kirk Cousins.
True. That's correct.
It literally is almost comedy. And the other part of that is, you mentioned the Browns. Decision-making like that, like this, is why the Browns and the Falcons are the Browns and the Falcons, and teams like the Packers and the Eagles are who they are. Because when they're faced with big franchise-changing decisions, they get it right. Jordan Love, you see where that team is right now. They're set up for the future. The Falcons signed Kirk Cousins. The Browns signed Deshaun Watson. That's the difference. It's unfortunate. Nobody wants it to be this way, but that's the harsh reality.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about the Deshaun Watson thing, and I know we've talked a lot about this, because, again, the Falcons were in on that until they weren't. Until the Browns basically said, we'll do anything that we need to do. But what's crazy is, I think if you went back 4 years ago and you said, hey, any team in the NFL can have Deshaun Watson, who was considered to be a top five quarterback, even though those
off. No, he was a top five quarterback.
For one season. Yeah. We're talking 2018 now, 2019, whenever it was, the last time Deshaun Watson was good.
Yeah, he was projected to be like an enhanced version of Jalen Hurts.
So
that sort of skill set.
The crazy thing, though, is, and this is what you're talking about, like, you just don't know. There's not a team that, if they could have got in on Deshaun Watson at the time, based on what you're saying and his ability and what he had done with the Texans, the playoff game against the Chiefs, all the stuff that we had seen, and you were, he is going to be the real deal. And you fast forward 4 years later, everybody now says, oh, what a mistake. Yeah, but let me tell you something. Everybody thought he was going to be that dude 4 years ago. And everybody that could afford it would have been in on it. That's the thing.
It's like saying, Carl, to bring it to today, that's such a good example, that you could do it again with the same team. If I told you right now C.J. Stroud was available,
that's right.
There's maybe three teams in the NFL that wouldn't take him.
That's right. Great point.
And do we know what he's going to be in 20, what? We're in 2025?
26, 27.
29?
Yep.
Four years from now? No idea.
Coming up, he got hit with a can today. It was supposed to be a celebration, but he kept it moving. We'll tell you what happened next.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.